From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, a tribute for a murdered Russian politician. Russian authorities have given permission for a large opposition rally in Moscow today in memory of the murdered opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. He was to have led that anti-war and anti-Putin rally that was scheduled in Moscow for Saturday. Police are hunting for the gunman who shot Nemtsov four times from a car while he and a female companion crossed a bridge over the Moscow River Friday night, just steps from the Kremlin. The woman was not injured. Sweden's ambassador to Russia, Veronica Barbringas, went Saturday to the site of the murder.
This will hurt the Russian people, I would say. This is the atmosphere which has been built up, which I'm pretty sure that Boris Nemtsov had victim of. In the end, it will hurt the Russian people, and that's terribly sad for all of us who are close neighbors, who love Russians.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says the shooting looks like a contract killing, and he called it a provocation. Kremlin says that Mr. Putin will personally oversee the murder investigation. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said Saturday that Russian-backed separatists continue to shell locations in Ukraine, violating last month's ceasefire. Truce demands that both sides stop the shelling. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday he respects President Obama and believes in strong ties with the United States, but he said Israel's security is his top obligation. Mr. Netanyahu will address a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress that will happen on Tuesday. He likely will speak out against a nuclear deal for Iran. This is VOA News. An Egyptian court declared Gaza's ruling Hamas faction a terrorist group on Saturday, 1 month after a similar ruling against its military wing. Edward Uranian reporting now from Cairo.
The decision by the Court of Urgent Matters declaring Hamas a terrorist organization was a fresh blow to the already isolated Islamist group. Presiding Judge Mohammed Al-Sayed insisted that Hamas was actively working to harm Egyptian security. It has been proven without any doubt, he said, that the movement has committed acts of sabotage, assassinations, and the killings of innocent civilians and members of the armed forces and police in Egypt. Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zuhri denied the charges, claiming that Egypt had stained its reputation by targeting the Palestinian people and what he called the resistance. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
United Nations envoy Staffan de Mistura is in Damascus for talks aimed at ending the fighting in Syria. UN diplomat has hopes to persuade both sides in the conflict to stop the fighting in the northern city of Aleppo through a series of locally negotiated truces that would allow humanitarian aid to flow in. Conflict in Syria began in March of 2011 as peaceful protest, but spun into a civil war that's killed more than 200,000 people. UN says there are now 3.7 million Syrian refugees in Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, and Egypt. The fighting has displaced another 6.5 million inside the country. Imprisoned leader of the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, has called on the group to attend a conference on disarmament in Turkey. Disarmament has become a major stumbling block in efforts to end a decades-long insurgency. Dorian Jones reports.
Abdullah Öcalan, the imprisoned leader of the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, is urging his supporters to attend a conference in Turkey on disarmament. The announcement was made after talks with the government. Pro-Kurdish deputy Sura Surye Önder described the decision as a key moment in peace efforts. This is an historic declaration of will to replace armed struggle with democratic politics, he said. The PKK is fighting for greater rights for minority Kurds in Turkey. The government is insisting that disarmament should start before announcing any reforms. Deputy Prime Minister Yalçın Akdoğan described the PKK leader's move as significant. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
And vote counting underway in Lesotho, where voters cast ballots for a new National Assembly and Prime Minister in snap elections on Saturday.
That's the latest world news from VOA.